Brother Chef, and that's your wife in the back of my head. You know, I'm a gangster. Hello, testing, testing. Is this thing on? Why is it not working on my end? Are these headphones plugged in? Can you hear my voice? Hello? Okay, hi. I don't know why these headphones aren't working, but hello. Welcome to another episode of Doopy Time. My name is Ian Smith, bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies for the next hour on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And sitting across from me, as usual, for...
Usual?
You usually sit across from me, I'd say, like...
Oh, that is true.
Like, 3 times out of 5.
Okay, sorry I just sit. Like, sorry I like sitting the same place without moving.
Yeah.
I was also like, didn't you notice I was like unusually quiet for the first time on the show?
You were thinking... You
no,
were pondering.
I wasn't. I was just like head empty, no thoughts.
That's fair.
Because it's reading period, and I'm not reading.
Girl.
Like,
no.
Anyways.
Yeah. No, I have a final tomorrow.
Let's not talk.
Never mind.
We're giving ourselves grace.
Other than that, I had a very like lazy day today. I woke up late. I went to Davis. I went to the Latinx zine launch party.
Somos.
It's called
Familia.
Somos. And now I'm here.
Lol. Yeah.
And I should probably talk about what today's theme is.
Yeah,
so for those who are not aware, yeah, I will. For those who are not aware, doopy is a word that means whatever you want it to mean. And doopy time, therefore, by definition, is all the time. So how do we define doopy in this moment in time? Well, my dear listeners, today, May 2nd, doopy is a noun, and it means a collection of historical records relating to a place, organization, or family. One might also use the word archive.
Huge. Archive.
Huge, huge for the culture.
Huge for the culture.
So, if you don't know what that entails, let me explain it to you. So basically, I opted in to this service called Last FM 7 years ago.
Oh my gosh, service?
What else? How else am I supposed to describe it?
Rate your music for mobile users. And
it's not rate your music. You don't rate anything
okay,
on that. Well, basically, it's I've been logging. It automatically logs each song I've listened to.
It's Spotify history.
Basically. And I can recall what I was listening to at what exact moment for the past, like, 7 years.
Using what? Why don't you tell the listeners through what technology and platform?
Last.fm.
But
today's show, I will be using a menagerie of Discord bots
Oh my god, you needed to censor the word Discord. Yeah.
Anyway, but I'm ignoring that. I'm going to be picking a random number from 1 to, I think I've listened to 133,000 songs since I've got this thing. 7 years ago. So I'm going to be literally rolling a 133,000 sided dice, and whatever number it lands on is the song I'm going to play.
I just imagine Ian pulling one of those like D&D dice out of their pocket. Like, yeah, you're nerdy. You would play D&D.
And you wouldn't?
I wouldn't, because I'm normal.
I actually kind of find that hard to believe. Not the fact that you're not. I believe the fact that you're normal, but I don't believe that.
I'm not the demographic. I mean, some of my friends in high school were super into that, and they like made their own maps and stuff. But this one friend that was close with me also like, I don't know, something happened. Something dramatic happened, so we don't talk anymore. So.
I disagree. I think that Anna isn't normal, but wouldn't play D&D.
Wow. Anyways, I don't play D&D.
Thank you for the input, Charlie.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we figure out what song songs we're listening to first?
Let's go Discord. Can I also make a number?
Actually, I forget how many songs I've listened to, because this number is constantly changing, by the way. So basically,
I would assume so, Melisma.
Yeah. I don't like these sweeping generalizations you're making.
Okay, editor-in-chief.
Okay, 1,000.
Is that specific enough?
133,819.
Whoa.
So, first. Oh, thank you. First number, 108,478. Did we get a bingo, anyone?
Like, no.
Oh, I like this song. Water, Water by Empress Of. Have you heard it before?
No, but I know you shot them.
Yeah, I rock with Empress Of heavy. Off to a great start. I'm gonna roll like two more times. Our number is 6,535.
And can I appoint a number for you to play?
Yeah.
Let's do.
Oh, what?
Dog, it exploded. It blew up.
It didn't give me a. There's no like album or. There's no album or track name. What is this?
Wow, you're so indie. Oh my god.
No, look, it literally won't display anything. Do you see that?
Oop, that's so indie of you. Should have won Melisma Most Indie.
What? I'm just gonna try and figure out what song this is.
Yeah.
You wanna give me a number?
Yeah. Let's do.
In the meantime.
8888.
All right.
I think this will be your middle school or high school era.
Yep. Bluebird by Beach House.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'll roll one more time and then we'll let the music play because I feel like I've been talking for a while.
Mm-hmm.
49,924. So solidly in like 2018. Okay, J-Som. Okay,
Smith.
Meet Me Underwater. That's a good song. Smith. Okay, I'm excited for this. Okay, yeah. So up first we have Water, Water by Empress Of. And then you will hear Bluebird by Beach House and Okay, Meet Me Underwater.
Was Bluebird one of your like swim playlists, like on the way to swim, not even? So I listened to the entirety of Depression Cherry senior year season to and from swim, the pool.
That's crazy.
And which is why I hated swim, if you can't tell.
No, I listened to music that got me like excited to swim.
And what kind of music was that?
We'll talk about it off air. it wasn't bad. It was just like, it was just a very specific brand of hype up music that no one else was listening to.
I'd assume so. You're so indie.
You've seen my swim playlist.
Yeah, I have.
How much longer of this song?
Oh, and did you introduce what, like, introduce, wait, no. Did you play the Ohio, the Cleveland Orchestra?
I'm playing that for my,
PSA?
Yeah.
Okay, slay. So a little something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Ohio reference.
I found a record, a Tchaikovsky record, recorded by the Cleveland Orchestra. So I will be playing that
Ohio reference
in the next like 30 minutes.
Ian's
so
tapped into
if that's
Ohio.
What you if that's what you want to hear, if you want to hear some Empress Of, if you want to hear some Beach House, if you want to hear some J-Som, if you want to hear anything else that I have to offer,
stay tuned.
Here's Water, Water by Empress Of.
Bye.
See you in a bit.
Simple silhouettes in here make me nervous in my inside.
Hello again. You just got done listening to Okay, Meet Me Underwater by Jason. Okay, there the music goes. I, like, was poring over the shelves of vinyl that we have in the back there, and this cover really stuck out to me. And there was a track circled, and I wanted to play it to see if, I don't know, anything was going on. Let's see what the audience thinks. What are they cooking in there? Anyway, thought I'd give that a shot, you know? And in the meantime, let's listen to some more songs, shall we? So if you're just tuning in, I am plugging in a number from 1 to 133,000 because that's 7 years worth of songs that I've listened to, and whichever number I land on is going to be the number that I pick. So we got 4,994, which gives us Taxi Cab by Vampire Weekend. All right, I'm liking this. Let's see how long this next one is, and then we'll see. Next song is 64,478. If you have a bingo, please let me know. Just kidding. None of you have bingo. That translates to Sugar by Alex G. I'll do one more. 104,415, which gives us... Nice. April Fool by Hannah Vu. That's a good one. All right. So up first, we have Taxi Cab by Vampire Weekend. And I am so sorry about this backing music. I really, you know, this is just like too over my head for right now. I honestly, this is, let me just tell you. Sometimes you just need to, like, pick up a random vinyl and play whatever track is circled on the back just to see what will happen. Anyway, this is Marilyn Crispell and Doug James on... It's a jazz record, and this song is called On and Off the Beaten Track. I don't know. They might have been cooking something, but it's not to my taste. Anyway, Taxi Cab by Vampire Weekend coming your way along with a couple other tracks. Stay tuned for some good music if you're into that kind of thing. All right, here's Taxi Cab. See you in a bit.
Unsentimental, driving around, sure of myself, sure of it now. You stand this close to me, like the future was supposed to be. In the aisles of the grocery, in the blocks uptown. If I'd forgotten, could you tell? In the shadow of your first attack, I was questioning and looking back. You said, baby, we don't speak of that, like a real aristocrat.
What could you say to the light of the sun? Could you say that you're hurting my eyes and to just make it stop? What could you say to a man with a gun? Could you say that I'm on my way home and I'm already late? What could you say to moving on? You're taking too long. What could I say that isn't wrong? It's taking too long.
All right. Okay, that's a little loud. Okay, there we go. All right, you just got done listening to April Fool by Hannah Vu. Absolutely one of my favorite tracks of hers. I don't know, it's just so good. I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. She has such a good voice. I really like the harmonies in the last half. Yeah, and then Sugar by Alex G was before that, and then Taxi Cab by Vampire Weekend, which is actually, fun fact, one of my favorite Vampire Weekend songs as well. So far this like seemingly random set list is like kind of dealing out some of my faves. I don't know, I swear this isn't rigged. Anna can attest to that, to at least the first part of that. All right, and right now you're listening to this I believe it's Symphony number 5 in E minor, but this is the second movement, Andante and Cantabile in D major. Conducted by George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra, so shout out Ohio. And oh my god, it's very beautiful from what I can hear so far. I have my headphones on and I can hear my voice, but I can also hear the music in the background, and it sounds very lovely. So I hope you guys are enjoying it, and hopefully it will provide some good backing music while I read my PSA. At long last, the first ever Porch Fest here in WMFO's hometown of Medford hits porches, driveways, and yards around the city on Saturday, June 3rd. Rain date, Sunday, July 4th. Saturday, June 3rd. Rain date, Sunday, June 4th. homes and businesses around Medford will host live music performances from 12 noon to 5 p.m. free of charge and open to all. With a wide variety of acts spanning genres and neighborhoods, Porch Fest will bring the talent of our diverse city out into the open air while inviting neighbors out to meet, celebrate, and bring our city a little closer together. Artists and hosts may sign up through May 21st. For registration and more info, visit medford.porchfest.info or Medford Porch Fest on Facebook or Instagram. A message from the Medford Porch Fest Organizing Committee and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. And if you like what we are doing here at 91.5 FM WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. All right, let me log this Tchaikovsky real quick. This is beautiful. I don't know if I'm gonna find it though. That's not it. What opus is this? 64. Ah, crap. Whoa. Damn. Oop. I mean, I'm gonna have to really listen to this later. This sounds really good. All right, give me one hop and a skip of a second. I'm trying to find this. But, oh my, wait, I'm gonna turn my mic off so you can listen to this. This is amazing. I'll come back when it's time to roll again. It's been logged, and now, time to roll again. Yeah, I'll have to cut it off. I want to play some songs. I want to play music. I want to play songs. Okay. Our first roll of... our first roll of this vocal break from 1 to 133,819 is... 109,902, which gives us the song Waiting in Waist High Water by Fleet Foxes. Oh, I like this song. All right, let's roll two more times. Man, I have such good taste. Like, all these songs are amazing. Okay, next number, 87,439, which leaves me with, okay. One of my tracks from one of the songs from my like lo-fi hip hop beats to study slash relax to phase of my life, where that was all I would listen to while I was like studying. So this is Nowhere featuring Lottie Kessner by Monica. You'll hear that later in a bit. Maybe I'll use it with my bed music. That's a good idea. All right, next song is 50,363, which gives us Yikes by Duendita. Actually, I think I know this song. I'll roll one more time. Okay, yeah, I do know this song. 83,108. Oop, typed that in wrong. Oh, that's a good song though. 83,108, Like Someone in Love by Bjork. Okay, great. Ah, this is so dramatic. Ah! Oh, fake out. Sorry. Okay, there's not much of this song left. So I think I'm just going to let this song play all the way through. Because the next couple songs we played are pretty short. Or the next couple songs that I picked are pretty short, I'm pretty sure. Okay, yeah. Why does this... I swear I like played like Someone in Love like a couple months ago for my Valentine's Day show, and the fact that three years prior and in September I was also listening to the same song, kind of funny, I don't know. But yeah, I really have been listening to a lot of music for a long, long time, and I think that needs to be remarked, because I don't know. I feel like I'm a little crazy sometimes. This song is so nice. Ooh, oh. I forgot this Monica song that I'm gonna play during my vocal break next is had a Cave Town feature on it. That's funny. Okay. Probably like, I'm assuming like a 30 more seconds to a minute of this song, and then we'll get on with the rest of the program. All right, I'm gonna let the song play out and then go immediately into the Fleet Foxes song, Waiting in Waist High Water. So yeah, stick around. We'll probably have like one or two more song draws at the end of this, but yeah. Stick around, stay tuned for more Doopy. Guys, I lied. This song probably isn't gonna be 30 seconds to a minute longer. But I've already committed too far, and there's like literally at this point, like a minute or two left. So apologies for not getting to the other music earlier, but it's fine. We got to listen to some Tchaikovsky, so I'm not mad about that. All right, see you in a bit. Thank you. That was beautiful. All right. Bleep Foxes time. See you in a bit.
It knocked me down. I still got your name spilling from my mouth. You know my heart breaks when you're not around. But you give me nightmares instead of dreams. I'm waiting on you to believe in me. Oh my, even though it feels right, I'll never get the same chance twice. This I know now. Ooh, oh, I'll never forget you. Surprise. I'm sitting in rain with your demon eyes. Even though I'm in pain, I know I'll survive. You keep me real close and you let me go. I know it's a game, I'm your little show. Oh my, even though I stay true, I can't say the same for you. Yes, I know now. Ooh, oh, I'll never forget you. Oh, I'll never let you go.
to me.
Someone in love.
All right. You just got done listening to Like Someone in Love by Bjork. And then before that, you're listening to Duendita's Yikes and Fleet Foxes Wading in Waist High Water, which I forgot to log until just now. Oopsies. Or like I think I started it but didn't complete it and just didn't address it until now. But it's fixed now. Unfortunately, we are approaching the twilight hour of Doopy time, and I'm not gonna roll for this next track because I already picked it out and it would go. I feel like it's appropriate, and you guys will understand once I start to play it. This has been Ian Smith, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Educational and Freeform Radio. That's right, we do both on this channel. And I hope you guys have had a very doopy time indeed. Here to close off our show, it's May Queen by Liz Phair. Thanks, everyone. See you next week.